Tears of joy were shed at airports on both sides of the Tasman today as the long-awaited travel bubble with New Zealand finally got underway. And while the tourism dollars that flow into each country are nothing compared to pre-pandemic values, operators say this move is at least a start. Alexia Atwood reports from Sydney Airport.
Here in the International Arrivals Hall, it's quiet once again, after a day of elevated hubbub and activity. Hundreds of passengers have come through here from New Zealand, the first since quarantine-free travel on both sides of the Tasman. I met three teenage brothers, Tuffer, Tungi and Josh, who were eagerly awaiting the arrival of their sisters from Auckland.
We actually travelled from Canberra, just picked them up from the airport here today, so yeah.
You're really good brothers.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do with them in Australia?
Spend time with them as much as you can.
Yeah, spend quality time.
After an hour of waiting, they skid into each other's arms. Their sisters were over the moon.
I feel great. I actually feel great to be here to see the family. It's been so long, almost 2 years. Yeah, so it's really good. They're so big now.
Others aren't having big airport reunions, but instead here on surprise missions.
I'm here to see my mother and my sister. I haven't seen them for 2 years, 2 months, and they don't know I'm coming.
Oh, wow, big surprise plans. How are you feeling right now?
Overwhelmed, yeah.
How are you feeling about the fact that you can now travel quarantine-free?
Love it, loving it, loving it.
Rob Flewitt is an airline crew member and says it's an incredible day for the travel industry.
Oh, it's incredible, yeah. The airlines and the tourism are the canaries in the mine for this COVID thing, and we've just been on our knees pretty much. There's a lot of people lost their job, tourism in New Zealand, and the hotspots in Australia are also hurting badly, so this is a big step in the right direction.
Was there a morale boost today when you're flying, or do you think it did feel different in any way?
It did. It felt strange, apart from the obvious physical sort of things where there's hardly anyone in different pockets of the airport, but it's slowly building up. But yeah, it was just taking off and seeing only the ocean. It was lovely. Yeah, it was surreal.
In addition to the emotional relief the Trans-Tasman travel bubble has brought, there's also hope it will bring some economic relief, especially in the tourism and hospitality sector. David Hammond is the CEO of Sydney's world-famous Harbour Bridge Climb, and he hopes trade from the travel bubble will allow him to open on more days and hire new staff.
Pre-COVID, we had about 20% of our visitors were from New Zealand, often climbing with family and friends. So, you know, we really hope that we see those families back here again. It would be great.
He says he hopes to see more tourism bubbles open up.
It's great news that we've got a tourism bubble underway. We're really looking forward to having more tourism bubbles in the future. But it's right now, it's really great. The way this will happen is the way the politicians have flagged it, is that they will open up to individual countries one at a time. So we're really keen to see the vaccine rollout progress and get back onto a firm timetable that would give businesses like us some assurity about when some of those markets are going to open up so we can plan for that.
Across the ditch, there's hope the bubble will liven up the tourism industry. Andrew Kermain drives the Wellington cable carts that boast some of the best views of the city and is ready for an influx of Australians.
We're pretty much ready for it. With the cable car, we've been okay with it. Like, the locals and all that have been helping us out. But, yeah, we're expecting in the next few weeks to be a lot more busier than usual, yeah. We're getting by, but we could do it with a lot more.
Wellington cable car operator Andrew Kermain, Alexia Atwood reporting there.